Cities and towns in the 39-mile-long, half-mile-wide path of the tornado will observe the anniversary with events that include an interfaith church service, the dedication of a memorial garden, neighborhood picnics, and block parties. Three people were killed, dozens injured, more than 1,400 buildings damaged or destroyed. Landscapes were forever changed by the loss of thousands of trees, uprooted and broken by winds that exceeded 130 miles per hour. The tornado tore through the backyard of Rick Caputo's home in Springfield's East Forest Park neighborhood. He recalls how people pitched in to help one another.
It's just unbelievable the way the neighbors came together. It's unbelievable.
Previously tree-lined streets are now without shade. More than 2,200 trees in that neighborhood alone were lost. But Caputo says houses have been repaired or rebuilt.
It's been tremendous amount of rebuild. Newer and bigger houses, which I think is great for the neighborhood. I think it helps the naming of the city of Springfield, the city of homes, with all the different size homes and new homes now.
East Forest Park residents are planning to mark the tornado anniversary with several block parties. An interfaith service with prayers, personal remembrances, and remarks from local, state, and federal officials will be held in Springfield's historic Old First Church, just blocks from where the tornado roared into the city's downtown.
There's going to be an array of emotions here.
Organizer Judy Matt of Spirit of Springfield expects the church will be packed.
It's going to be a one-hour program, and I think it's going to be very meaningful, and it will lift the spirits of the community.
Church bells across the city are to toll at 4:37 p.m., marking the time the tornado arrived in Springfield. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno says the tornado anniversary observance is a time to look forward.
We come forth to celebrate the resiliency, and we continue the momentum to rebuild bigger, better, and stronger. And we're not only, rebuilding structures and infrastructures, we're rebuilding human lives.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is scheduled to receive an update on the rebuilding from officials in the town of Munson. The governor will also attend the dedication of a memorial garden in West Springfield. Lieutenant Governor Timothy Murray is to visit several rebuilding sites before attending the service in Springfield.
Well, I think a tremendous amount of progress has been made in all of the communities, which I think is a positive and a testament to really the commitment of a lot of individuals, businesses, government leaders. But at the same time, it's clear that there's more work that needs to be done. There's still blue tarps, you see, buildings that are not fully rehabilitated and homes as well. So. It's a date to kind of mark progress, but also to continue to try to push and getting more things done.
Anti-poverty activists are planning a demonstration in downtown Springfield. They contend the city's 900-page tornado rebuilding plan does not include enough housing for the poor. Hundreds of rental units, mostly for low-income people, were destroyed by the tornado and have not been rebuilt. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.